Good afternoon, you're listening to CSRFM and this is Giacomo with a one-off sort of special interview with the University of Kent players. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we all?
Doing good, thank you very much.
Yeah. Could you all introduce yourselves to our kind listeners?
Okay, well, my name's Vicky and I'm the director of the current production from the University of Kent players.
My name's David. I've just joined the University of Kent players this year and I'm playing the Lady Male, Duke Felmet.
And my name is Sophie and I am the co-director for Weird Sisters and I have a couple of walk-on roles.
Wonderful. So Weird Sisters, for people that don't know anything about the production, who wrote it or anything like that, could you give us a little sort of insight?
Of course, yeah. Weird Sisters is a Terry Pratchett novel, one of his early novels which featured the three witches of Granny Weatherwax, Nanny Ogg and Margaret Garlick, who he continues to write about through the over 40 Discworld novels that he has published to date. This is an adaptation by a gentleman called Stephen Briggs, who is renowned for adapting Discworld novels, and this was the first that he focused on.
Is this one of your first productions as a group, or have you been going for how long? Who's part of the society?
The group itself's fairly new. This is our sixth production, so we've been running for about 3 years. First production was in February 2014. It was originally set up by Neil Hornsey, who wanted to give staff the opportunity to get involved in some amateur dramatics and to work in the same way that T24 do and MTS. So we are equivalently a staff version of those groups. We have expanded our membership quite considerably over the last couple of years and we generally do two productions a year. And this is the first for 2017.
Nice. So Weird Sisters, when are you on this week?
This week we are in the Gelbenkian and we are on the 6th, 7th and 8th, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we are starting at 7:30.
So is that one a day?
One a day, yeah. I think any more than that might be a bit much.
Yes.
What kind of ticket info is there? Is it free entry? Is it cheapest chips? Is it?
We are running a student price of £8 a ticket, and for everyone else it will be £10 a ticket. And that's available from the Gelbenkian box office and also from their website.
Lovely. Okay. So, David, one of the lead actors of this production.
Yep.
Can you please give us a run through, generally speaking, maybe avoid some spoilers? People don't like too many spoilers.
Sure. Okay. So, Weird Sisters is effectively a parody of the classic Scottish play, Macbeth.
Mm-hmm.
But it tends to follow the witches more and tells the story from their perspective, and there's a lot of jokes, a lot of laughter throughout, as we'd expect from a Terry Pratchett story, and there's a few little twists with some of the characters without revealing too many of the details compared to the kind of original Shakespeare story. So yeah, that's generally kind of the plot overview without going too.
So would you say it's not too serious of a production?
No,
I think that's very fair to say.
It's definitely a comedy. I would say it's a mixture between Macbeth and Monty Python, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a promising combination, if not
it
a bit confusing.
It is a promising combination.
I've certainly drawn from some of Monty Python and some of my caricaturing and things. So, yeah, that would be a fair assessment, I'd guess.
Nice. Have you guys had any sort of favourite parts of the process of rehearsals? How long have you been actually working on this?
We started rehearsals in January.
So we held auditions in November, started rehearsing in January, had our last week of rehearsals last week, and we're in the theatre today for our first tech rehearsal and then dress rehearsal tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of favourite, I quite enjoyed the auditions because everyone just got to audition for different roles and you saw them being so versatile, really. So someone who's quite comedic was then being a horrible character and being quite dynamic, so I quite enjoyed that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two sequences that I very much like in the production, of which one I can't tell you about because it would be a spoiler, but trust me, it is good. And the other is our lovely Duke Felmet, bless his heart, does go a little mad.
Mm.
And he's got this most amazing maniacal laugh that has just entertained me at every rehearsal.
I'm glad we're not on stage when he does that laugh because we can't stop laughing. And the other actors are doing very well to keep straight faces when he does it.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because I don't get to see all of that. I'm gradually starting to go kind of really mad, so I don't get to see how funny it is, if it is at all. But
I think the one of the odder things of my week last week was when I was sent a photo from home where we were doing some prop building, which was just a whole series of bloody hands hanging off of my shelf in my garage where we were prepping for the prop pieces for the Duke later on next week. So that's been the slightly surrealer end of the subject.
So have you had any sort of visitors to your house that have wandered into your garage? Yeah, what's going on here?
I don't think we're staying for very long. They're now currently lined up backstage, so
yeah.
Okay.
Good to go.
A little bit less daunting for anyone.
Yeah, you're kind of expecting the theatre, just not in your house.
So when was the last one you did, actually? So obviously this is the first of 2017.
Yes. Our last production was an adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, which was
October last year, so October 2016 was the last one we've done. So at the moment, today we're in the middle of set construction, so I'm half and half anxious and excited, but I feel like once we get to tomorrow and we're doing a full dress rehearsal, it'll be mostly excitement.
Nice.
Yeah, David, from your point of view as one of the cast, how are you feeling today?
A little bit nervous. I'm trying not to think about it too much, but last week I think the rehearsals went really well. I felt like the flow was coming up a lot more, and I think once we get in on the stage and we see all the kind of what exactly the set's going to look like and the amount of space we got, and I think that's when it will really come together and we're all in kind of costume and all of the stuff associated with that, I think then it's really going to come together really well, and I'm looking forward to that a lot.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of like nervous anxiousness, but there's also a lot of excitement with that, which I think is a good thing. Mm. I think it's important to have the kind of both.
I think it's probably worth just saying that the University of Kent Players, part of what we do is actually support a charity. So every production that we do, we have a charity that's specific to that production, and we fundraise around that, sell programmes, sort of take donations and stuff. And we've been really lucky that a lot of the charities we've been involved in have got sort of quite involved with that. We've worked with Catching Lives, who are down in Canterbury. We worked with the MS Therapy Centre for Pride and Prejudice, who are over by the rugby club. And this time our charity is the Orangutan Trust, which is a charity that's very close to the Pratchett family and Terry Pratchett himself. So all of the licensing for this production and some of the programme income will go straight to the Orangutan Trust to support the work that they're doing.
So is that literally looking after orangutans?
Yeah, yeah. They're trying to increase their habitats, protect them from poachers. They do work in Borneo and other locations like that, and they work with the local populations to try and help them make the environment sustainable. So very positive. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, definitely.
And everyone loves orangutans. So
who doesn't love an orangutan?
So it's another incentive.
Yeah, no, indeed, very much so.
Brilliant. So you guys, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, go banking this week.
Yep,
that's right.
Weird Sisters. Sweet. Thank you very much for coming in.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And good luck with the shows.
Thank you.